evening.
Shut up.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, Davin's dead. We're back at the compound. Things were going too well over here at the compound, so Anthony invited us back.
That's right.
But we're doing a bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
Davin's in the show that is better than starring in than being a porno star in the Bahamas movies. That'll get you in trouble.
Yes.
If you wish to join in on the mayhem, the number to call is 877-962-6846. 877-962-6846 or 877-YO-ANTHONY. Of course, you could go to the Live from the Compound chat room on Ustream or go to davincomedy.com and go to the Davin's Den page and go to our chat room. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. As always, I am joined by the keyboardist of Rod Cut Joe Curry.
What about the keyboardist of McClinton?
Walk away. We are joined by the Bagdaddio's number one fan, Pip Helix. And the lead singer of Rod Gut.
The God.
Behind the mic, Mr. Anthony
Walk
Gomez.
Away.
I'm just thinking of McClinton songs. That's hilarious.
It's been a long time since we've been back at the compound.
Yes, we've missed it.
Yeah. We had a lot of things to go. We're going to do a little short show and have some fun. I went to the Jet game on Sunday.
I'm so sorry.
What do you mean? They won.
Don't be sorry. They
just
were incredible.
Here's what I've realized about doing this show.
Yeah.
My filter for the outside world is quickly deteriorating.
Really?
Because usually I used to put on facades to be nice. Mm-hmm. So we're online to get into the game, and we like to bring in like our own food and bottles. And they used to have rules at Giant Stadium and the MetLife Stadium that you could bring in bottled water, but you couldn't have caps on it. So we would hide the caps in our pockets.
Oh,
so
smart.
Because you could poke out an eye. I don't know.
What a horse shit.
That was the rules. But they changed the rule, apparently.
Oh.
So we were playing by the old rules. And we had full bottles of water, and they made us throw it out because they have to open the cap. It has to be factory sealed. Now they have to open the cap and take the cap.
Oh, for God's
sake. So my dad's arguing with them. I was like, this has never been the rule. And then there's this old broad behind. My dad's like, we've never had to do this at this stadium. And some old broad behind us goes, yes, you have. You had to do, I turn around and go, wait a minute. You don't know us. Why don't you mind your damn business?
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, what? Was I wrong?
No.
Listen, here's what she had going against her. She was old.
Right.
She was ugly.
Right.
And she was nosy. Those are three qualities I don't need in a conversation with a woman. I quickly dispensed them.
Well, Christ, I have to go.
You're not old and ugly. You are a little bit nosy, but.
Yeah, nosy.
Oh, I'm the worst.
Was I wrong, Joe?
No, you weren't wrong.
Thank you, Joe. I knew I'd answer.
I was online at Home Depot one day, and they opened up the checkout line to Home Depot, and there was five other people, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for these people to go. Finally, I go in, and five of them are yelling at me, and they're like, you're very rude cutting in front of us. I go, you guys look like the Mount Rushmore of idiots. I go, staring at me like a retard at a Ferris wheel. What do you want me to do? Have Barney sing you a song about getting online?
Now, here's what I've noticed. If I say something nasty to you, Joe, you'll say something back or laugh. The old woman was there mortified.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, she'd never been talking to.
Well, that happens when you deal with civilians. Sometimes,
yes.
You know, you deal with civilians.
That's the normal reaction, I hate to tell you.
Oh, so was my reaction extreme, Pip Helix?
No.
She should have shut the fuck up.
No, she should have shut the fuck up.
I did sit in club seats for the first time.
But I've been hardened by this show.
We've all been hardened by the show.
I would stand there with my mouth
a little hard right now.
I tell you about the argument I got in Borders Plus.
Yeah, we don't want to relive that. Yes, it's in a classic episode.
All right,
show.
But I'm
I know you. I knew you would appreciate my dickishness.
Yes,
I knew if anybody could appreciate it, it would be my
Think bastard, I know it's you.
So I sat in club seats for the first time. Those weren't the seats I purchased, but that's where I sat.
How'd you get those?
Well, we had seats at the 40 upstairs. My friend has club seats. Mm-hmm. She had an extra ticket, so I'm with my dad. She's like, well, why didn't you guys come down? I have an extra ticket. I'm like, I don't want it to be a problem. We'll text in the middle of the first course. She's like, oh, there's plenty of empty seats. So we played shenanigans. She walked out with one entrance, walked out with my dad with the two tickets, left him there, walked around the other entrance, and picked me up.
Wow.
Nice.
I had clubs and shenanigans were played.
Nice.
That's the way you go to all your games, right, Anthony?
Yes, that's how I do it.
Don't you sneak in?
Yes, sneak in. Have people cart me around. I don't want to be with the commoners.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Everything like Julius Caesar, touching with palms.
It is nice not to be with the riffraff.
Oh, of course it is.
But you know what? I wouldn't want to
hear.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ouch. I mean, listen, you invited us. You had options. I'm sure you had many options. Doesn't a helicopter need your attention?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
First time we're here in a month and a half, the first thing you do is piss the guy off.
I didn't piss him off. Out of all the horrible things.
Very shush. What he said was very nice.
The Anthony Whisperer. I'll work this out. You're the one person in the world he's nice to. Enjoy it, Mr. Cumia.
But I'm asking, we'll be back here in December. Should we?
He doesn't even talk to his wife with this much consideration.
Well, she doesn't have a studio in the basement.
Is that what she needs to do?
Yeah.
Better step it up.
I hope you're listening to this.
She'll be fine. She's a pathfinder. I think she fights crime at night.
Somebody should. So what's been going on with you, Joe, in the past 2 days? Anything?
Nothing much.
Good, perfect.
Pip, hold on. What do you think? I'm Hugh Hefner? I'm going to fly in my Learjet around town? Well, in the day that we haven't been together, I flew in my Learjet.
What, you mean you're not?
No.
No. Would it be nice? Yeah. If you were Hugh Hefner, we'd probably be a little bit more successful, or at least be getting blown by hot chicks. Don't give me that fake laugh.
I didn't give me the fake laugh.
You did give me the fake laugh.
Then I apologize.
All right. Pip, anything going on with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm battling crime on the streets.
Oh, yeah?
You're hanging out with Joe's wife?
No, on my way to work.
What do you mean you're battling crime?
Oh, people drive like assholes. I can't take it
anymore.
We're
going to do traffic again?
No, you know what?
We do traffic on this show more than 10-10 wins, okay?
We do. No, I watched this guy. He was supposed to make a left turn. He realized in the middle of it that that's not what he wanted to do. So he turned around and started driving in the oncoming lane towards where he was going, and then eventually made his way over the double yellow.
Is that working? Is the chat working?
Yeah.
Okay. So he made his way into the double yellow, and that pissed you off?
Well, because he's about to kill people, and I'm about to be in it.
Okay, had some place to go.
I've been in too many accidents where people do something stupid in front of me, and then suddenly I'm in.
How many accidents have you been in?
Yeah, I was just thinking the right thing. You've been in too many accidents where people do stupid things. Well,
what, do you have worse driving record than an alcoholic Asian? What's going on with you?
That person doing stupid things is in the rearview mirror.
No, you would think that, but when you're in an accident, when you're sitting at a red light, and people have an accident, and then all of a sudden you're joining the fun.
It's an accident orgy.
No, it's happened too many times. I'll be sitting, minding my own business, at an intersection, and people crash into me. I have targets in my cars. It's really bizarre.
Well, they see all the crap in the back. They think it's a nice cushion for a landing spot.
What are you driving through, Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah.
Her and Vin Diesel hanging out.
Yeah.
You would think. No. Nice little suburban neighborhoods. I'm tired of getting crashed into by people's shenanigans.
Really?
Yep.
What's going on with you, Anthony? We haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, sorry. I'm just direct messaging Brad, who is the CEO of Ustream.
Yes. What have we done? We didn't ruin this for you.
You know what? He's saying you got to stop. You're ruining the entire platform.
Damn it, Anchor! You've done it again.
Actually,
you ruined Ustream.
What I'm saying, a lot of new things in the work. Wants to get together for a meeting.
Are there things to announce? Do you want to break?
No, I'm not breaking shit on this show. No, nothing.
Right? So you love when he's honest.
Actually, no.
No, nothing, you know.
I have the CEO of MySpace on my dial-a-phone, so I'll talk to him later on.
I guess I'll find out, but no, that's cool. He's you know, he listens, so
that's
cool.
Nice.
Good or bad, I don't know what that is, but...
That's awesome. Well,
that's very cool. Yeah. I guess some new things in the works, which will be very... very cool for all shows involved.
Absolutely. I just feel bad for the hour, a year and a half it's going to take us to figure it out. I'm sure it'll be fantastic, but I just, nothing with you, Anthony, but I just know what the havoc we wreak.
Right.
Wreck.
What is the word?
Reap. Rot.
Reap.
Reap.
Rot. Rot.
Wreck.
Rot.
Wretched.
Wretched.
Bring.
The password.
Rot.
Terrible.
Right.
So what's going on with you, Anthony? Anything besides that?
Nah, nothing. Still, you know, trying to bang out a contract with the people at Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
They have not locked you up to a long-term contract yet?
Well, you know, you bat the things back and forth. You go, I want a little of this. They go, you're going to get a little of this. I said, I want a little more of that. They go, now you get a little less of this. You go back and forth.
We getting closer?
Hopefully. Yeah, it's definitely getting closer. Okay. We're just knocking shit around.
It's not like you're going to be like Chicago teachers, like picketing or anything.
Rahm Emanuel, what the fuck?
Was that your impression of a Chicago teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I know one of those teachers.
Oh.
Very well.
Wonderful.
You know a Chicago teacher?
I do.
Is she on strike?
Yes. She is.
Why didn't you get her for the interview? We could have had her going back and forth with Anthony.
That would have been lovely.
I would just go, I agree.
Now, why does the Chicago teacher have to be black?
I don't know.
She doesn't have to be a person of color.
a person of color.
She's asking for a raise.
Did you say that?
Yes, you're terrible.
You're asking for a raise.
That's
actually not the main issue.
Just trying to wake up in the morning and do a quality radio show. You know, for the past 17 years I've tried, but
keep at it, kid. You'll be all right.
One of these days.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Park.
Just what makes that little old ant.
Yeah. I hate when this time of year comes around and you realize summer's really wound down.
Right. Because
I am a summer guy.
I did not notice.
Love the parties. Yeah. Love the parties. Now it's reached the point where I get home and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a nice day out. I want to sit out by the pool like I did all summer long. And I realize there's a postage stamp of sun left that I have to drag the chair into precariously on an angle. And then the second a little breeze comes by, I'm freezing my balls off.
Oh, come on, man.
I hate when
the summer
ends.
It's in the
80s.
Ends. It's in the 80s. It's in the 80s outside.
You're too shy. Oh, I thought you meant the 80s. But you know what? It's in the 80s, but yeah, you get that little breeze going after you've been in the pool.
Why don't you get the outside? You have that outside heater. Why don't you get the outside heater? Put it near where you're sitting.
Should
get right. A chimney.
Well, that son of a
why ain't Obama helping me with my weather? I go in my pool and it's cold.
Oh, in your pool.
I go in my pool and it's cold.
There's no poo in your pool.
Oh, they help me. Whoa, World Star Hip Hop. Yeah, we're chilling by the pool, literally chilling.
All you have to do is
finally a voice to all those tweets.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you want to know what he was really thinking when he tweeted those things?
Yeah, now I'm just in Twitter battles nightly about.
Oh my God, you are
Middle East and North Africa situation.
I don't think there needs to be a world situation, and we'll talk about this.
Oh yeah,
but I don't think there needs to be a world situation for you to battle, sir.
No.
Yeah, that's true. People often ask me on Twitter, how do you deal with these people? I don't understand. Or why aren't you, why do you entertain them and get so angry? And I'm like, I'm tweeting from a lounge chair in my yard with a drink in my hand. Yeah. I'm all right. Don't worry so much.
It's not like you're sitting in a situation room.
Yeah.
With
God
raps.
Damn it! That shitfuck is telling me that I gotta get back to him on this. Wait, hold on.
You got maps, videos, damn it all.
Now, how do you choose which tweets to respond to?
Very good question. I will retweet more of the angry, nasty ones than I will ever nice.
Is that what it is? I've never been angry, and I've raised issues with you.
Yes.
You don't
respond
to those.
I've
been retweeted by your followers
shit
that I've said to you,
yeah.
But never by you.
I probably get back to maybe one in 50.
It's like a lottery. It's the Kumi lottery.
And there's certain ones. There was a gentleman last night, this man, Arnold, let's call him.
Arnold.
His name's Arnold. And
he
was bashing me, and I was like, all right, now I'm on a
He's
mission.
Not the one who called you a waterhead.
No. I don't mind things like that. I don't know if people like that. A waterhead?
Yeah, what is that?
It's somebody that might be a little retarded.
Like Joe, just a little bit more special.
Oh, like a pinhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Like a pinhead.
So he started giving me shit.
Look, am I in the barrel? What did I do?
No, that's not what that
you
means,
You were sitting
Joe.
Here. He started giving me some shit, and
in 140 characters or less.
Yes. Really? But, like, really bashing me. But if that happens, I sometimes snap, and I will spend...
I never noticed!
I usually just either comment back or something, but I will then spend hours hunting down more information about the person.
Oh, you're like me!
All online. So I put their name in the search engine, I find their email address, I put that, and then I find the whole... What I found on Arnold was a bevy of photos of his family.
Oh, no!
So I decided to post a picture of his wife, who looks like a fucking tranny. Looks like Dr. Smith with an 80s fucking wig on.
Oh, God.
And I posted
that,
like...
shoulder pads with Robinson.
Oh, whoa!
Why is he tweeting my picture?
Let's backtrack one second. Anthony, in his lounge chair, has now stopped his fucking evening to do hours of research.
Yes!
Because somebody pushed the button.
There you go. you just spelt it out.
Okay.
And I won. Pictures of him and just, but the past two, actually, the past, last week,
I won.
Last week I had two people cancel their Twitter accounts.
Really?
Just canceled them. One, I told a mom that posted a picture that her daughter's head might be a little big for her body. And then the
wait, was that unprovoked?
No, she provoked me.
Oh.
She provoked me.
She started.
So I said, oh, and your daughter's got a giant fucking head.
Now that's dirty pool.
It is dirty pool, but you know what? If she's going to put a picture of her giant-headed daughter out there, I'm going to comment on it.
She didn't even pick that up on the screen.
Now the listeners might pick the ball up and start running a little harder with it.
Shocking. I never found your followers proactive at all.
And then another guy started giving me shit, so I looked back way back. Here's what you got to do. You go way back in someone's tweet history. Like, wait, when they first started Twitter,
because they
were more open and free about posting pictures and personal information than they were after all these battles, and they realized, I better calm down.
Oh,
I better lay
naive.
A little low. So you just get the earlier things and all their shit's out there. So this guy had pictures of these women. He only follows strippers and whores and shit. And it was like, really graphic about how he wants to lick and this. And
oh, my God.
He wants to stick his tongue. And, which is
I thought I deleted all that.
which is fine in a sext or a direct message, but never on the opened Twitter.
Yes, because direct messages are safe. Nobody can get those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just started screen capping a bunch of his posts and posted them, and I guess he's married and those things are out there, so he just canceled his Twitter.
Yeah, you ruined a marriage.
I hope so. But I would do a guy a favor.
What is it that sets you off? Because they say terrible things.
They say awful things, and I don't even block people that just say awful things. Huh. It's the it's things that get like the guy last night just kept pounding on it.
Now, was it a political thing?
No, he just said something like, I think it was Stern wannabe. He makes hundreds of millions.
We're still
how
doing
much
the Stern
do
wannabe
make?
Shit?
I know. So I was just like, really? Fuck you, man. And when you look back in his history, I saw that he was commenting quite jovial about some of my tweets, like adding it and having fun with me. And then he turned psychopath and just twisted.
It's kind of weird, though, that somebody who's following you, because that's a proactive move to follow somebody,
exactly.
All of a sudden would, like, not disagree, obviously disagree with the things you said, that's fine, but just, like, lose it on the shit that's the reason they followed you for.
Yeah.
They're not following you because you have a big pool. They're following you because you're a radio personality.
Right.
Yeah.
The good thing is everything I have and I've done and everything is out there.
Right.
I have no secrets. There's nothing in a closet somewhere that
upstairs there might be.
Even the Canadian came out. There's nothing hidden in the closet. She came out of there.
There's that one across the hall. I'm dying to open.
Yeah, well, I'll pop them up. But there's no. It's so freeing to have no secrets. Like
absolutely.
That. I could hound people on the internet and find shit that they just don't want out there.
And I think we've established you will.
Oh, and I will. Absolutely. But there's really nothing out there that I've challenged people in the past. My life has been out there. Believe me, when we have a slow day on the air, I jump right into my personal shit
there
and start
things,
yapping about things I never would have thought
there
of.
There were things that we've been friends for over 30 years. There were things you talk about on the radio. I never knew that.
You never fucking mentioned this one. Exactly.
But it
Richard
is sort of
Treefort Richard trying to blow me.
Well,
Wait, what?
Well, there was a friend that I had out in California. I've talked about this on the radio show. And we were sleeping out at the ranch in the treehouse. And he decided that was a good night to let me know that he wanted to give me a blowjob.
That's kind of a weird thing to want to give somebody.
Yeah.
Even people who love you don't want to give you a blowjob.
Well,
especially if
he loved the cock.
Wow.
He loved the
but
cock.
But wouldn't he want the cock in him or him his cock in him?
I just,
why the blowjob?
He was very,
he's a selfless individual.
He just had figured out, I think, his sexuality at the time.
Clearly he didn't figure out yours.
Just a couple of young teen boys in a treehouse. And the whole thing was I actually was laying down like I was sleeping. And
waiting for him?
And the gag was that every time I'd hear him go like, suck your cock.
Oh my God.
And he'd hear.
Oh my God.
Which is actually kind of similar to the noise he was making after he had his cock sucked.
Ah, you know, well, again.
So how do you, I will assume you said no.
I didn't acknowledge it at all.
Really?
I froze.
You do? Well,
I did make like I was sleeping.
Like a tourist when a bear comes?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll walk away?
Because
he's your crotch and keep on moving?
He thought I was sleeping, and that him whispering this, wake me up.
But you know what?
You rest. You rest because you're playing sleep, heavy sleep rolls. He could start without you.
No,
I don't know what I would have done.
No, wait a minute. He didn't. At least he didn't try to Brokeback Mountain you and just like talk, just dive in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That would have been a different scenario.
You don't do that with the Kumi. You got a romance.
He was just trying to feel it. Yeah, right. Come on, buy me some dinner.
then 12 years later, I come out to California.
Yes.
And then I meet Richard, and I'm like, "Hi, I'm Richard." And I go, "This guy's a fan."
Like, "Hi, me, my father, my father's friends, Joe, my brother, all of us take." Grab a bunch of shotguns and go hunting up in the hills. And my father goes, "Richard, want to go hunting?" And he was like, "No, I'm going to go with Corey to the store and get some curtains."
And I'm like, "Aunt, come here." I go, "I don't want to break it to you. He's a fig."
And I'm like, "Yeah, I know.
I don't want to break it
to you." You know, the first alarm bell was when he asked to suck my cock.
That's the cat out of the bag.
Wasn't the final alarm bell, but it was the first.
Yeah. Hello, ding, ding.
So where on the internet can we find those pictures of you and Richard?
Well, now there was a picture of Richard, but you won't find any recent ones. Richard has passed on.
Oh, no
way. Please don't let it be.
Oh, please. Of course
it will.
We got the old ninja, the old high five, the big A.
The old ninja?
The old ninja.
I've never heard that. What?
The ninja. Well, it creeps up on you. Look out. And high five. You heard about high five, right?
No, but I know what that would be.
Because it's H-I-V. Oh. Yeah, the Roman numeral.
Yeah, that one made sense. The ninja. I was thinking of Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe. I had no fucking idea.
Jake went like Jenny went.
If it ever happens.
Get a tablespoon and bury that skinny bitch.
If it ever happens to you again, Hillbilly Redneck says play dead.
But just play dead like he does.
Well, I think he wrote this before he knew he was actually dead.
He's dead.
Dead.
Yeah. I guess he got the pneumonia. Whatever.
You sent him a bathrobe? No hard feelings
bathrobe,
on it?
A Yorkie and some broth.
Yorkie.
The AIDS fucking
play uniform.
The AIDS play set.
Oh,
oh my god.
A bathrobe.
Virus not included. The AIDS play set.
Yes. Get your own Yorkie. Come
You'll
here.
You get a Yorkie. Have a friend welcome because you're too weak.
Oh, God. My God. Oh, my God.
That's good to be back in the compound. Glad I'm not the only one saying terrible things. Tonight I really haven't said any.
Well,
no.
So that's what I've been doing.
There's so much fun.
That's how this started, isn't it?
It happens rarely, but I'm speechless. Yorkie. Fucking Yorkies, too weak to walk. I'm just trying to think, why the fuck a Yorkie? They're such a nice little dog.
Oh, because they're easy to handle. They're so small.
Oh, and they're very dear.
I love it. But I can't. He tugs on the leash. My hands hurts. Right.
Oh, Lord.
Get it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, get it. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well.
If you want to call in, the number's 877-962-6846. Davin's down here. Back at Anthony's compound. Got a little game to play.
Oh.
Called YouPorn. Or God porn.
Yes.
This is where we try to figure out if something comes from a biblical text, not just our Bible, but other religious texts.
On your feet.
Very dangerous.
Or on your knees. It is time to play God porn or you porn.
I thought I was going to hear, here they are, the amazing blue, Meister Cult,
on your feet, or on your knees.
Hold on, we have a call. What do I have to do? Just hit the number one?
Yeah, hit the number that's blinking.
Hey, Cole, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Stuart from the Hooter and Greenway Show.
Hey, Stuart.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Stuart.
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
I was actually listening to your show last night. Very funny. You had a little issue with the N-word, apparently.
Ha.
That's the perfect reaction.
Everyone clams up like, I don't know.
You say it, I think, probably a little bit too much.
Well, you obviously don't realize who you're talking to. In this crowd, you can't say it enough.
I mean, in my house, to your show.
That's what my doorbell says.
Oh, God.
Wait, what did you say, Stuart? I missed that. Stupid was laughing next to me.
Ha. I've been listening to your show because, you know, I've wrote that Droid application, so I use my own software to, you know, figure out the bugs. So I've been listening to your show lately, and you guys seem a little tame.
Oh, well, really? we'll be raping some six-year-olds soon. Just stick around.
Goodness.
It's not really rape if they want it.
Tame, I'll be goddamn.
They're lined up in the hallway.
Sorry, Stuart. Wow. Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll talk about the app real quick. So Stuart actually designed an app for the Davin's Den show for Android. Now, it's one of those things where, if they have the Android phone, they take the picture, and they can listen to us wherever they are.
Oh, you're talking about the QR code.
Yeah, I have no idea about this technology.
When they scan the QR code with their Droid's camera, it takes them to the Google Play page where they would just basically install the application.
Those QR codes, you ever see them? They look like postage stamps with little white...
Oh, that's what they are?
Yeah, white...
Yeah, we have one on our website now.
Yeah, really? Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I can't believe I know somebody who actually designed one, let alone a degenerate who does a podcast.
Looks like blotter
acid.
Anthony
guy that I can't see.
who is this Anthony guy? This is Anthony of Opian Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
He's not impressed at all. Not after that homosexual story.
I'm a geek, too.
You just lost 10,000 Twitter followers. I knew Ant was a fag. This is bullshit.
No. Richard was fun.
So now, now Stuart's show. Wow. Stuart's show is, as I said, the Hooter and Greenway show, which is on More Like Radio on Wednesday nights. It's a comedy show. Tell some of the listeners, because we like to cross-promote with some of the better podcasts out there.
We enjoy your show, too.
Shut up, stupid. You gave Ron and Fez a show after you.
Well, I've been doing the show for about 2 years since I moved back to Western New York from New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I've been acting as the show's producer, even though I take a lot of crap from them. If you listen, you would know this.
No, I listen. I heard. You're definitely the guy in the barrel.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? I'm your counterpart.
That's Joe. He's our barrel guy.
Hi, I'm your co-pilot.
Yeah. And, we basically just do a show. Show up every Wednesday completely unprepared, and we get drunk.
So are you hiring? This motherfucker works us like slave horses.
And he's going to drive from the compound.
Pretty much described your show, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
No, but you guys get into all sorts of different stuff. Like last night was the N-word and everything. What else you guys talk about? Because you guys are edgy, kind of call us a bunch of buzzes.
In what context were you talking about the N-word?
That N-word deserved it.
Oh. You guys are calling it the N-word. Are we not allowed to say it on your show?
Nigga.
Nigger. It's okay.
Nigger.
Hey, can you turn your volume up a little bit? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Turn up our volume, Joe.
Oh.
Or Anthony. Somebody.
Somebody.
See, this. We don't really have a producer. We have two alcoholics, a fan of Steve Winwood, and an asshole who puts this together.
Exactly.
Can somebody turn up the volume?
The out volume.
Where's the out?
Please stand by. Assholes are working furiously.
No, goddamn, phones.
See, this is what our show does not have. We have no production at all.
That's not true. I can see you guys are using some kind of a CGI video production
software. Oh! That's all Anthony shit.
Good. Yeah. We'll increase the volume by getting on the mics more. And yeah,
I will put this in my mouth like it's Anthony's cock and I'm Richard.
Ooh. My horse is sick.
You should fucking manscape. Yep.
Yeah, I'm using a TriCaster.
TriCaster. Okay, yeah. I've heard of that one, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So now you guys are on. You guys are exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com, right?
That's correct. This is my first cross promotion show with a show that airs on another network. And I kind of feel like I'm cheating on Cousin Joe right now by participating in your show because his show airs live on More Like Radio right now.
Really, you're gonna plug another fucking show? I know. You know what he's doing? He's paying. Awesome. He feels fucking guilty because he knows More Like Radio is not thrilled with us for whatever reason. Yeah. Welcome to the dark side.
Yes.
Well, we're on More Like Radio. We're just not exclusive to More Like Radio.
Yes. Why not?
You really want to know the truth? Because I'll tell you exactly why. Because when we agreed to sign up with More Like Radio, we were happy to do so, obviously. And then after we had agreed to participate with our other affiliates, other radio stations, More Like Radio came out with the exclusivity thing. And I explained to them, I can't go back on my word to these other stations. I will stop seeking more stations if that would make you happy, but I'm not going to go back on my word to the other affiliates.
We already had other agreements in place.
So, I mean, that's really the gist of it. I mean, we're very happy to be on More Like Radio. It's just, you know, if I make an agreement with somebody, I felt bad about going back on it. You understand?
Well, that's very honorable of you.
Yeah,
No, well, I was listening to you today, and you guys were talking about being on so many different stations. Like, wow, this show is really promiscuous. Wow.
We're a bunch of whores.
I'm sorry, stop talking about me like I can't hear it. Jesus. Well, I don't even know you.
Yeah, we're like right now we're on Clutch and Wiggle and Wicked, because as you said, Cousin Joe's on More Like Radio. But what we'll do is I will ask the guys at More Like Radio if they want to play a rebroadcast of this at any time they want. Also, another reason why we're not exclusive with them is that we could never get a full the full block of time that we were originally we were supposed to go from 6:30 to 8:30 on More Like Radio on Tuesday nights, but that became 6:30 to 8 because of John's show, the hip hop show. So we only had an hour and a half, and we wanted to do a 3-hour show because we're trying to do, you know, make this more like terrestrial and everything, so we can make money one day.
One day.
Yeah, I've been trying to push the H&G show back into the 3-hour slot, but I'm not getting a big commitment out of Hooter.
Damn that Hooter!
Yeah, that Hooter.
You just need to bring more booze.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of contract negotiations myself, trying to get a couple of bucks scraped together.
What was that?
Trying to get a few bucks scraped together. I'm in contact negotiations too. Yeah.
I hope that works out for you.
Right now. Yeah.
Stuart, that's our resident millionaire. He's the only one successful in the son of a bitch.
Was your resident millionaire? I didn't catch that.
Are you familiar with the Opie and Anthony show?
I hate a dose of reality.
That's fucking great.
Not at all.
How old a lad are you?
I'm 32.
Wow.
He's right in the wheelhouse.
Where you from originally?
Western New York. I live in Buffalo.
But we fucking broadcast in
Buffalo. Not everybody listens, I guess. I don't know.
And hey, we at least made enough noise.
See, here's the thing. I'm just now getting into this this whole radio thing.
Yeah, well, he used to be a big deal.
You didn't have to be on radio.
I used to be someone.
I am so out of touch with just modern pop culture. You have no idea.
He's not modern, dude. Jeez. In the 90s, he was modern, but...
Oh, my God.
That's all right, man. All right,
He's killing me.
That's all right. You're killing the man's ego.
Jesus.
All right, here...
I'm watching Star Trek The Next Generation right now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to make up with you, man.
Okay.
How do you feel about Back to the Future? You a big fan?
Be careful.
No,
you know what he's going to say to you next.
He hates Back to the Future. Well, actually, Anthony's part of the Opie and Anthony show. They've had some moderate success. They've been syndicated in a couple of the major cities.
Hate that.
That's all right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do we got fired for having sex in St. Pat's Cathedral years ago?
You ever hear about that?
No, wait. Nope. You have to rephrase that.
Nope. That's fucking
you and Opie didn't get fired for having sex.
We had a couple do it. All right. We said the mayor of Boston was dead. We got fired for that. No?
They were famous for getting fired a lot.
What have you done?
That sounds familiar.
Did you ever see WoW stickers?
I always thought that meant World of Warcraft.
What's that?
I always thought that meant World of Warcraft.
Wow. I gotta say something. Alright, you know, I know where my place is in the world, but I gotta say, you are a super geek. Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, I think we all do now.
I do.
Yeah.
No.
Let me tell you this. The only thing I basically know how to do is write programs. That's it. I do it during the day at work, and then when I get home, I continue to do it at home.
Do you have Sirius Radio?
Look at Pip still trying to sell Ant's credentials.
You have a girlfriend?
He's married.
Leave him alone. Married with two kids and one on the way.
Okay.
Wow. See,
he got laid in the past 9 months, more than I could say for you.
You know.
Because you don't know the woman's body parts.
Oh, no, here we go again.
I'm not going to do that.
Ran a program to see when she was the most fertile.
Oh.
I bet you did. Did you do that?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Do they make such programs?
They probably do.
I bet they do.
You know? It's not a bad idea.
It really is.
Yeah, like when she's ovulating.
I'm sure there's some kind of algorithm you could write.
Put like an Apple iPhone 5 up her cooch.
Yeah. It could be like a warning program. Be like, hey, stay away. She's most fertile right now.
Yeah. Stay away.
Get a little message. Thing. You've got eggs.
It plays klaxons, you know.
What do you think of that iPhone 5, briefly?
Nah, I'm a droid person.
Oh, okay. Have you always been? Or did you ever have Apple stuff?
Yeah, I've always
been
a droid person.
You always been like a Windows guy, too?
I do Windows, Linux, and Mac.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you. Crossing all platforms. You're like a regular fucking, what they call one of those black people that marry white people.
What?
Big Brother 0003 would call them a sellout.
Oh! Yeah, wow. That's true. Yeah.
Sellout.
Wow, this guy is really a fucking geeky guy. I like him, though. He's good.
Your type of guy.
Smart.
Little racist, little geeky. You guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Well, the racism comes from living in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be in Buffalo next week.
I'm
going to be doing a show up in Buffalo.
You showing up there?
Give us a call when you're here. We'll hang out.
Sounds good.
Get drunk.
Of course we'll get drunk, and then we'll write programs together.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt that.
I was like, no. That's for my special friends. Hey, you want to? Hey,
that's like a one-person job.
Yeah.
So sex with me, but anyway.
Oh.
Anyway, now I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I've shared too much. That's the type of shit that Anthony usually likes to hunt down on Twitter.
You just feel an uncomfortable tightness in your pants.
So Stuart, yeah, I heard you. Anyway, yeah. So Stuart, we were just going to play some you porn or God porn. Would you like to play with us?
Sure.
Where's Anthony going?
Can I get one too?
Yes, Joe needs to drink more.
But I haven't drank enough.
All right, let me explain.
You need something to wash down the punishment. Are you kidding me?
Let me explain the rules to Stuart and to the listeners. If they want to play on the chat, Pip will monitor that. Joe, go to our chat room, too. If anybody's got an answer, they can play. Oh, get the cat food out because this punishment.
It's ready.
All right, so here's what it is. Basically, I take verbiage from various religious texts. It could be the Old Testament, New Testament, Koran, whatever. It could be anything. And we also take themes of movies that are either porn or other type of movies, and you have to decide if this is a subject from a biblical source, a religious source, or if this was like more of a Hollywood slash porn source. Sound easy enough?
All right.
Are you going to start any rioting around the globe?
I hope so.
and
of course, the punishments, hand out the punishments, Pip. Joe, Pip, and myself are doing punishments. Now, if they get one wrong, they have to dine on some cat food.
Jesus.
If everybody gets one of them right, I have to dine on cat food.
You weren't in the room for the gefilte fish challenge.
No,
you,
thank God.
I'll never mention that again.
Are you guys ready for the first one?
Right.
Giants have sex with women of Earth, and the women get pregnant and have their children. Stuart, I go to you first.
Yeah, that's definitely out of Genesis.
All right. Anthony, I go to you.
Yeah, I'll go biblical.
Joe?
Biblical.
I'm thinking that's a movie.
It is biblical. Pip, have some cat food. Thank fucking God. Yeah. Stuart sounded so goddamn convincing with that shit. Stuart, are you religious?
Yeah, that's where the whole myth of the Nephilim come from.
Oh,
man.
Fuck.
Boy, he's going to get everything.
Damn it!
How many of these do I have to eat?
Five. Why not? Eat. Oh,
Christ. All right.
The crunch! Does she like it? It's fucking great.
I'm just chewing it and getting it past my tongue.
Swallow, bitch. How many times have you heard that?
Got this that question wrong.
Since when do we have production on this show?
Oh, I'm going to get the next question wrong, too.
Now let me ask you, Anthony. If Stuart didn't sound so damn convincing.
I wouldn't have had a clue.
Joe, would you have had a clue?
I would have, yeah, the way it sounded.
Are you very well versed in all scriptures from all biblical sources, Stuart?
But it lacks Leviticus.
I'm going with whatever fucking Stuart says because I don't want to eat this again.
Fuck. All
right, gonna have to go last now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go last, Stuart, because you're very good.
You're too smart.
Yeah, the reason this show works is because we're all a bunch of pagans.
Dummies first. Dummies first.
So I happen to be. I'm actually an atheist, but.
You want to know what you don't believe in.
That's because you studied religion and realized how fucked up it is.
Oh, Jesus, half of it.
All right, Stuart, you're going last. We'll start with Anthony on this one.
Okay.
A woman who is alone in the wilderness is raped by four men. In the days that follow, she plans her revenge. She seduces one of the attackers and makes love with him under a tree and then hangs him. She seduces attacker number two. As she manually pleasures him, he approaches climax and she severs his genitals and he bleeds to death. The last two attackers come back to find the woman. She manages to separate them and disembowels them. You porn or God porn?
I'd say you porn.
All right. Joe?
I go for you porn.
Pip?
I'm so afraid. you porn?
Stuart?
I'm going to say you porn.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, thank God.
What's it called? It's called from the movie, I Spit on Your Grave.
I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh.
You knew it?
Yeah, I knew that. That's one of Jimmy Norton's
favorites.
What did you
have, Pip?
I had five.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That's one of Norton's favorites. Loves
oh,
the rape
stinks!
Scene. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever hear of Jim Norton, the comedian?
I have heard of him, yes, but only because Big T is a big fan.
What's that? He is?
One of the hosts on the HD show is a big fan of Jim Norton.
Oh, okay. He does our show every day, but you wouldn't know that. Oh, you okay? Devin's trying to wash down some Friskies with some Coca-Cola. Product placement.
I've never had to do punishment on this show before.
Sucks, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
That was terrible. What a happy song.
I'm never going to hear this the same way again.
All right. All right.
Oh, shit.
I don't like
that. Oh, you don't know the delight I'm getting.
What, tears in my eyes.
Watching him
fucking
no, I didn't cry.
I wound up shitting my brains out at an Iron Maiden concert. God damn.
And it made for a lovely story the next week.
All right. Next one. We'll start with Joe. Yeah.
A man sleeps with his slave girl while his many wives complain.
Hmm. I would say that's your Bible, man.
All right.
I was thinking the same thing.
Anthony.
I got to go with the good book there on that one.
Stuart.
Godborn.
Son of a bitch.
That one was too easy.
That was short,
that's sweet. Do you guys know which Bible it's from?
That's Old
that
Testament.
That would be from, it sounds like Old Testament to me.
Yeah.
I think it might be Quran.
This fucking guy knows everything.
Oh my god, really?
Look at Anthony's face. Yeah, motherfucker's going to be protesting up in this bitch.
Wow.
The actual passage is, you may put off whom you please of them, and you may take to you whom you please, and whom you desire of those whom you had separated provisionally. No blame attaches to you. This is most proper, so that their eyes may be cool and they may not grieve, and that they should be pleased.
Wait a second. Do you know, I know we're going to talk about this later, but that movie that they're all up in arms about quoted that.
Are you sure?
Really?
Yes.
Yes, from the fucking
yes.
I actually wrote this show, this part of the show, before any of this shit happened, but now it's just fucking topical.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God. Yeah, the very beginning of
it. Do you guys know what this is about? This is in reference to a situation where Muhammad's wives were grumbling about his preference for sleeping with a slave girl.
Which ones?
Marry the cop.
The 9-year-old or the fucking...
you know the core... Yeah, he's fucking some of the 9-year-old.
Of course he is.
Really?
God damn it! This would have been better if they weren't in the fucking news. Fucking Muslims!
Right.
Ruining my games! God damn it.
Are you supposed to take a nibble?
Yeah, yes, I will get there.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute, you're going to get there.
No, I'm looking at what I got next.
Oh, okay.
Right, but snack time is right before that.
Snack time.
He can't wait to play a song.
There he goes. Digging in.
You better get a fucking bucket. You better get a fucking bucket.
Dig in. Get a good one. Uh-oh, why? You're not going to puke, are you?
I'm not saying I'm not.
Oh, shit. It's by your back door.
That's all right.
Oh.
It's going to be coming out his back door in a second.
No, I'm not even kidding, because I needed to find it for the gefilte fish challenge.
What was the gefilte fish challenge?
Oh, that was another game we played where we had gefilte fish juice, and that was the punishment. We had shot glasses, and we were drinking it. And it was the nastiest...
That horrible jelly in the gefilte
fish.
Yes.
It was the nastiest shit ever, and we all got sick.
I got another... Can we take two coolers on the air at the same time, or that doesn't work?
It's a good question.
They hung up. All right. Okay. Fine.
It was nasty. Wow, it was just really nasty.
This is terrible. All right, Pip goes first on this one. I don't like... The first episode... This worked much better until the Muslims were in the fucking news.
No, we got a
brainiac on the phone over here. Stupid game.
Michael Scholar on the phone.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Ha! A man adopts a boy... This is for Pip first. A man adopts a boy as his son and then sleeps with his daughter-in-law. The father comes to his son's house one day looking for him, but he's not at home and he finds his daughter-in-law. He's attracted to her, but does nothing. The daughter-in-law tells her husband the son loves his father so much that he goes to him and offers to divorce his wife so that the father may have her. The father tells the son to keep the wife. A few days later, they're in bed. Pip Helix.
Father and son?
Father and daughter. It's not you and Richard, stupid.
I'm thinking that's biblical. That's God porn.
Anthony?
I'm going to say you porn.
Joseph?
I'm going you porn.
Stuart?
I'm going to go you porn.
That is God porn, ladies
and gentlemen. Oh, you didn't kibble.
But Joe does, and it's with Rita died.
I'm just an exhibition.
Stuart, where you are in Buffalo, go have some cat food.
You have to play the song for you.
Yes.
I have cat food, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go get some Meowbex, damn it. Start eating.
All right, you pick the Meowbacks. Eat five kibbles, Joe. All right. And then we got one more to go. And then I'll read the verse. I'll read the verse while Joe eats.
Oh.
It's from the Quran, Surah 33, verse 37. Muhammad takes Zaid from Zaid. Muhammad's followers become enraged when they find out. Muhammad said Allah told him to do it, and it was following the instructions of Allah, which is the most important thing.
No.
Yo, Joe likes all the shitty fucking food.
Look at him.
Joe won't stop eating the cat food. He seems
stupid
to like
hungry.
Better have some of mine, oh, God damn it. Oh, wow. Nasty.
The Quran will throw you every time.
It certainly does.
Kibbles and butt, kibbles and butt. I'm going to get me some kibbles and butt. All
right, like the final movie. One. We'll have Anthony go first on this one. All right. A healer misses a former love. He sees her involved in a terrible accident. He takes her to his home secretly and then proceeds to cut off her legs and arms so she can never walk away again. Anthony.
That is U-Porn.
Joe?
I'll go for U-Porn.
Pip?
I'm thinking U-Porn.
Stuart?
I honestly don't know, so I'm going to go with God-Porn.
Thank you, Stuart. That is actually U-Porn, Boxing Helena.
Boxing Helena, yeah.
God damn it, you know all these terrible movies.
I knew
movies.
That one, yeah. I think he kept her in a box, like, under his mattress or something.
Yeah, like, he was in love with her, and, like, yeah, like in front of the house, he was a surgeon, and in front of the house, she had a car accident.
They cut her, cut her limbs
Hillbilly
off.
Redneck got that right.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this was the first time somebody guessed in the chat room, but he got it right.
Good.
No, you don't have to go and get any meow mix, Hillbilly.
I feel ill, by the way. This game was not designed for me to lose.
You never thought you were going to lose this game.
No, not at all.
No fucking clue. You
Dude, were I did it last time with just Ant and Pip, and they were back and forth on it. Of course, there was no cat food involved, so I didn't care as much.
But when we were here and we did the gefilte fish, Joe Padula. He took it like a champ, but he's in the military.
He's a soldier.
Yeah, he's a soldier, definitely, yeah.
But he was looking pretty green.
I got so sick the next day. Holy right. cow.
So,
now, do you have to take a bite of the kip?
It's done.
Because Stuart guessed.
So he's off the hook.
Gotcha. All right.
So, Stuart, we're going to let you go. Before we go, where can people catch the Hooter and Greenway show? One more time.
Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on More Like Radio.
Nice.
I got to ask you, do you really feel dirty for cheating on More Like Radio? I mean, we are there. Do you feel that? Dirty.
Incredibly. I feel like I have to go punish myself.
Have some cat food.
Over and over again.
You're getting Google Opie and Anthony, you motherfucker.
You hurt his feelings.
Jesus.
Hey, man, Stuart, thank you for calling
in. I am Rock Quarry.
Thank
I
you
am
for the
Rock
app.
Quarry.
And everybody, listen to the Hooter and Greenway show. Later,
and
Stuart.
You see me in the Dancing Playboy. Hey, Rock, you gotta go.
Joe, you fucking talk over everything. I swear to God. See you later, Stuart.
Yeah, just gotta hit drop.
Thanks, Stuart.
Wow.
Goodness.
That must have been actually kind of brutal for you, Anthony.
God, you know.
It's the one guy that's never heard you.
It was so nice doing the Rock Gut show when we did that. And a lot of fans get done with the show. Everyone taking pictures and signed my shirt. And then some guy in his 30s.
No.
I don't know who I am.
How do you think I feel?
Isn't it refreshing, though? Somebody who doesn't love you for your fame.
Motherfucker. No, at this point in my life, that's all I can hope for.
I'm
a miserable man. Why would anyone like me anywhere, any other reason?
How do you think I feel? Get done playing a technical show like that, running around, and then my next show, I'm told, well, you can't play four chords with us.
No, we don't need you.
You don't
need
it.
Wow. But, yeah, I'm so happy that we finally get back here in the compound. The first thing we did was, you know, deliver a donkey punch.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
Here you go. Give me the rest of the cat food. This is probably why my cats throw up so much. This is nasty.
She don't want to put it
No, I'm done, stupid. I knew we were in trouble. She bought the cheap stuff. Like, we buy our cats organic shit.
Should have been the meaty stuff out of a can.
Oh! When you want to play the game, that's what... Really, you want us puking all over your board?
No. I can't stand
it. Exactly. There's reasons why we don't do the vilest of things here.
Yeah, no.
This isn't some corporate studio. This is your home.
That's true.
There's a certain amount of respect
this
that we
have. This is my home.
Yes. Your abode, your castle, your compound.
It's nasty dishing that stuff out in the morning. I don't want to get anywhere near that. No. Oh, God. Just, here you go. I love you. It's terrible.
All right. Now, one of the things that the show is known for, I got to refresh for the compound people because we haven't been here in so long, is our work with scammers.
Yes.
We've continued having ongoing relationships.
Yes.
Actually, I have set up, one of my scammers had a girlfriend who was looking for a man So I set up Joe with his girlfriend.
Yes.
So
now the double dating.
Yes. So Joe has Richard Eldorado has a relationship with Mavis. In addition, I was very lucky, Anthony. The United States government was going to give me $150,000 on some lottery that they're doing.
Is he lucky?
Now, the person who originally broke this news to me was one of my Facebook friends, who actually was a friend. What a scammer did was they took her ID, took her profile picture, some of her facts, and the facts about her, and then refriended me.
Okay.
So, like, to get into my world and everything. So I'm supposed to think that this is my friend. So we did a little bit of this on Tuesday. So we'll start with the finishing up on that. For the purposes of the show, her name is G. Now, in reality, she's a fan of my comedy. She's been to a couple of my shows nicely. I don't know her that well, but, you know, she's a friend, a fan. I don't know her that well. Now, what I'm telling the scammer is that we're very close and she's my auntie. We're very close. Now, this is just what happened Tuesday. It's not very long what happened with her. What's going on over here, stupid? All right. She goes... So she texts me on Tuesday. She goes, "Hope you get a hold of the agent," because she set me up with the agent, David Calderson, and he misspelled the word David on Facebook.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, has worked for the FBI, the company he's working for now, and Incredible Edible Egg.
Hold on. He was the head of the FBI.
Yes, the head of the FBI.
And was the Incredible Edible Egg, which, you know, you can see how the careers crossed.
Sure.
So my friend, Auntie G, "Hope you get the hold of that agent. I'm, like, working on it." And then she's like, she keeps on pestering me to get it. I'm like, "No, I haven't gotten the money." It's like, "Haven't you gotten it? Hope all is well, but I don't think it took me a long time like this before. They deliver my $150,000 of cash to my doorstep."
Nice.
And the creepiest part was when he first got in touch with this person, David, one of the first things he asked Davin through this correspondence is, "What's the color of your house?"
He wants to know the color of my house.
Holy shit!
Well, it's certainly not black.
Are you in a van outside of my house?
You don't want to drop it on any doorstep. You need to know where you're going.
I know, but that's creepy.
So we're talking. So a little bit of small talk. Excuse me. So then I ask her, because the last time before, and I re-ask it again. I go, "Well, how'd that trip go with Mark?" "I don't know, fucking Mark."
She doesn't
know a Mark. Why the fuck not? Why not Mark? She's like, "But why do you want to know?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And I put a bunch of question marks. Like, of course I want to know. Like, I set them up or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
"Well, son, please wait. Someone at the door." That was it. Never heard from her again.
Gotta go.
Wow.
And she's been deleted. Like, the profile's been deleted numerous times. Uh-huh. I went through this on more detail on Tuesday's show. You guys can download that. I'm not going to do the whole thing. But that's what happened. So now here is my court. I have a lot of time. You hang out in your pool and deal with nitwits via tweet. I deal with scammers.
You do this.
But that's why I said, when you were like saying, getting all this back, like the hours of research.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with the scammers.
It's great.
We need to have a conversation after the show. I'll tell you what. You do.
Have to compare notes on how to do it.
The only difference is, he can afford to waste this fucking time. I really can't.
Yeah, really.
That's the only difference. But other than that, kind of right there. All right, so this is my conversation with the agent. This is on Wednesday. "David, to me, let you know that you are..." Oh, by the way, I have to give him my address and everything. 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Oh, great.
Yes, do I know?
Lily, there's someone at the door, Lily.
It's the prize patrol.
They got prizes, Hyman. Grandpa, Lily, Marilyn.
He asked me if I own a house. I go, "Well, you could call it a house, but it's more of a compound." I happen to be a weapons enthusiast.
That seems familiar.
I have to set up $2,000 for tax and clearance for my $150,000. So I told him, of course I have the $2,000.
Sure.
It's right here with my guns and ammo.
Yeah.
I kept on asking him how he was planning to celebrate 9/11.
I said, "Happy 9/11.
That's what I said to him, "Happy 9/11.
Wow.
Wow. From the man that everybody except the people in Buffalo know on radio.
Exactly, right? We got in big trouble in Buffalo, too. We had that big beach party, TNA with ONA.
Look, I'm trying to justify his existence. No, if Buffalo don't love you, you're nobody, mister.
You know what, though? It was naked girls involved in that, and something tells me he probably wasn't
All right,
look, he was a geek, that's all.
Come on.
Maybe you remember me in Dr. Jekyll's Hyde.
I think you missed earlier in the conversation, he said that he had moved away and he's just come back to the area. So he might have missed a giant chunk of time.
Pretty move. Venus!
I know! I don't
your
know.
Anus! Huddle-a, huddle-a, ho!
Waka, waka.
I think you're taking it well.
I know. I have a feeling he's going to spend hours of research Googling this guy and beating him down later tonight.
By the way, the cat,
three in the morning.
The cat food, not sitting well.
Oh,
shit.
I'll be fine. I'll right? be fine.
Yeah. Do I need to go find that bucket?
Yes, because what I see stinks.
I like this. My two biggest detractors, one choking on cat food, one choking on animosity. I like that.
That's fucking great. Choking on animosity. Animosity of obscurity.
I'm definitely getting the bucket.
That's fucking great.
Welcome to my world.
There's cat food
when we're going to the Rotgut concert, Pip's like, I wonder if anybody's going to recognize us. And I go to her, really? You think anybody's going to recognize? Secretly, I'm thinking, I wonder if anybody's going to recognize this.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah,
I was
it
just
is.
Like, wouldn't it be weird if somebody
no,
did?
No, wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's always cool.
Well,
we were like you walking in Buffalo. Only one person did.
Right? Yeah.
I didn't expect it.
I think what's interesting in the car trip, you told me that the car was silent, and then all of a sudden you said, you know why Joe's an asshole?
No, I said moron. I said moron.
Just out of
nowhere.
I broke up a fight that me and my wife were having last night by regaling my wife with the story of Joe's stupidity. Oh, it really
that does bring people together.
You think I'm an asshole? Joe doesn't even know what a clit is.
I know what a clit is.
No, you don't.
I know what a clit is.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes, it has an opening in it, doesn't it?
Yes, it hangs over the vagina like a big awning.
Anthony, you missed a lot. You really missed a lot.
It has an opening.
Yep. If only it were made up.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a clitoral hood. It looks like the awning.
He did Google it, Pip. You're right.
I knew what
somebody went to Wikipedia.
Oh, my God.
No, right. I was just fighting with a band after I got back on the air that night.
I don't give a shit about your stupidity.
Of course. Enjoy your cat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. So now this is me talking to David, the agent. This is David talking to me, excuse me. Let you know that you are to send the money through Western Union Store or MoneyGram to the available UPS cashier that I will give you as soon as you are ready to make the payment, and as soon as you are ready, because that's how we do collect the money, and we're going to deliver your win money in the next 12 hours after payment. Now, I had told him I would send it to him anyway but Western Union, since I used to be a manager at a Western Union in New Jersey, and they have secret ways of tracking people that most people don't know about, and I'm trying to stay off the grid. Apparently that didn't sink
in. It was a good cover thing, but you realize that they don't listen to anything you say other than the things that lead them to, and here, where's our money?
No. No. So this is me to him. Sure, just send me the info on who to send my $2,000 to. Of course, you'll be sending me a tax form from the IRS with this.
Oh.
Oh, my cousin Skeeter says I should ask for the $150,000 in nickels.
My cousin Skeeter.
Can you do that? We hate paper money.
I could just.
You better get that nickels.
I'm now introducing the crazy into this.
Angelovich the Green House.
So he writes back, here is the available UPS cashier information to send the money to and get back to us with money transfer control number. So then he gives me a name, an address, city, and zip code to send it to. Let you know that you are to send the money now so that we can deliver your win money as soon as you send the MTCN number to use in the next 12 hours, me to David. This is wonderful news. My uncle lives right by there. The address he gave me.
Coincidental enough.
Have Miss Anderson meet my Uncle Tom on the corner.
No.
Yep. Of East Austin and North Benner. My uncle is great. Real tough guy, too. Former Navy SEAL and all. As somebody who is head of the FBI, I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Talk shop.
Anyway, he will have the $2,000 in cash for Miss Anderson. Just tell her not to make any sudden movements.
Sounds like a perfect blind date.
Now, as I mentioned, I must insist on payment of my $150,000 in nickels. You can guarantee that, can't you?
Because Skeeter said so.
Will Miss Anderson have the proper documentation from the Miss Anderson will have the proper documentation from the IRS, won't she? David to me. Yes, you are to go and send it now so we can deliver your win money at your doorstep as soon as possible because we are waiting for you. Let you know that I'm a very busy agent, capitalized, here, and you must act as fast so that we can deliver your win money in the next 12 hours now. We are waiting for you so that we can deliver your win money. Meet it, David. Tell Ms. Anderson to meet my Uncle Tom in 11 hours from now so she can receive the payment of $2,000. David to me. She is in the office. She can't go out because she has some work to do, and you are to send the money through the Western Union store or MoneyGram and get back to us as soon as possible. Waiting.
That Western fucking Union.
I know. It's never happening.
And it's never good.
No.
No one ever sends it. I'll send it Western Union.
Yeah, not
never legitimate.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Once again, what's going on with the money? Me to David. Do you read the emails I send you? My patience is wearing thin with your incompetence.
You're back in another relationship.
No. Well, no, I've had enough. I'm going off the reservation. I'm going Ted Nugent on him.
Uh-oh.
You treat my queries as if they are unimportant. I do not like to be minimalized, Mr. Calderson. I tried to think that just maybe this once the government could work properly for me, a citizen of these United States.
I'm a taxpayer, you know.
But your lack of attention to detail.
Your salary.
Oh, by the way, this is coming from the World Health Organization, among other places.
But who's involved as well?
Yeah.
Your lack of attention to detail is really starting to aggravate me, Mr. Carlson. I do not need to waste my time with you if you do not have the professionalism to read the emails that I send to you. You are starting to make me mad. You would not like me when I'm mad. Nichols and contact information. Get it right or give your...
Is that what you wrote?
Yes.
You're angry now.
Yes, I am.
He pushed his button.
Get it right or give your government handout to somebody else. I suggest you go back and read each of these emails very carefully and answer all of my questions, including the small talk I've made with you.
Good day, sir.
Read them slowly and careful. And while you're at it, correct your spelling errors. The devil is in the details, Mr. Calderson.
No. Oh, God.
You laid the old fucking boom on his ass.
David, to me, what's going on with the payment?
That's so ridiculous.
He's like to me, what do you mean? I mean, you do not answer the questions I ask you. I'm a busy person. Plans are underway, and we are putting the finishing touches on them. I tried to be nice and cordial with you, but you never answered my questions. $150,000 is nice, but it's not worth dealing with somebody who does not have the common courtesy to answer questions. Now, if you wish for me to help the government by taking their money off their hands, then you need to answer all my questions I have asked you in the previous correspondence. My Uncle Tom awaits to make the payment, but he will not wait all day, and Skeeter demands nickels. And please use spell check. I find it hard to believe you worked that incredible edible egg with such sloppiness.
You didn't even bring up that he was in the FBI.
No,
I'm sorry, the fucking head of the FBI.
Yeah, the incredible edible egg is the part that you find.
You never wrote terrible. A memo to your agents?
And David, wow. And then he goes to me, David to me, what does that mean now? Ended with a period.
What does that mean now?
Period, you asshole!
You said so many things, and what does that mean now?
So I respond,
period.
I respond, how does one get to be in your position to end a question with a period? Question mark. I am writing to you in plain English. I am willing to take this money from you. I am willing to pay you the $2,000, but it needs to be on my terms. If you are capable of reading prior correspondence, then please transfer me to somebody who can. Get with the program, Mr. Calderson, or get out of the way for those of us that can work and think on a higher plane.
Wow.
And his response to me, you are welcome, with two L's.
You're welcome.
And I responded to him, happy to do it. And then he's no longer working at Incredible Edible Egg. He changed his Facebook.
No!
He has taken off.
Career man.
He's now, his employers have been now replaced by what he had before, and Facebook lottery agent for the federal government.
He was part of the Department of Commerce.
Really? Out of all that nonsense, that's the part you don't believe?
I'm not buying
Incredible
it.
Edible egg. I'll buy that, but hold on. Hold the phone here, Chief.
That blew the scheme.
So gigs off.
So, yeah, that was my... What do you guys think?
That's great. They're so blinders on. Where's the money? Where's the money?
That was an old slogan for eggs.
What?
Back in the old
days.
Yeah,
no, it was.
Incredible edible
egg. Yeah, the incredible edible egg.
Yeah, it's like a better egg.
But he said he worked there, like it's a place.
Yeah, what the...
Well, I think he dressed up as an egg and handed out pamphlets on the street. That's when I was my guess.
Spun that sign around on the street.
Yeah, but I kind of got that. Like, the relationships I'm in with now with the girls, they go on for months. Because we're building something. But I knew this wasn't going to last forever. So I had to get fucking crazy right away.
But wait a minute. So now it's not done. He said, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I didn't hear from him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Maybe it was the demand of $150,000 cash in nickels. All right. Now, Joe, before I get to my romance,
yes.
Do you have any romance to report?
I most certainly
We're just going to do your whole romance because it hasn't been a lot of days.
Right. Yeah.
So let's just take us where you are. Again, Joe, as Richard Eldorado, car salesman, who his wife just recently passed away, is trying to settle the estate. He's very close with his cat, Mr. Whiskers.
Yes.
He actually takes most of his advice from Mr. Whiskers, and what Richard Eldorado also likes to do is write awful poetry.
Yes.
Which he's encouraged to do in his class.
So basically, I'll start off where we were on Tuesday. I wrote to Mavis, I hope all is well. I am rather depressed as I have not sold one car this week and my boss has threatened to fire me. I can't believe he said that. I wish I had Mr. Whiskers as he would scratch his eyes out. I can't wait till my wife's estate is settled and I get my own dealership. I even found the name, Big Dick's Auto Mart. I spoke to my poetry writing group leader who told me to express my feelings again through a poem. Goodbye, boss man. Goodbye, boss man. Farewell to you. Goodbye to your Chevys, your Lexuses, and Toyotas.
Wait, you read this last time.
You did.
I just want to fill up where I am because I got another couple of... No, don't worry.
All right, get the music for this. Get our poetry music. Joe, keep going. Okay.
Goodbye, boss man. Goodbye, Chevys, Lexuses, and Toyotas, too. I will walk out the door and not say boo-hoo, because when Big Dick's Auto opens, the joke will be on you. Please tell me what I think. Please tell me what you think. I showed this poem to my group leader, and he said I should write poems and not sell cars. What do you think, Mavis? Please, please tell me, because your words are my guiding light in a sea of confusion. And I'm glad you like Mr. Whiskers' pictures. He's purring right now because he knows I'm writing you. Hold on. Who's a good kitty? Whose tail is that? Yes, who has a wiggum waggum tail? Sorry about that. Mr. Whiskers is so cute I can't contain myself. I will try to send you my picture. It's hard because I'm shy and kind of scared of a camera, but I will try and show you what represents my aura. Please write back and I'll email as an email from you. An email from you is an email to my soul.
Aww. You've got heart.
I've got heart. And then she wrote back to me yesterday, and she really getting hot and heavy. Hello, my love. That's the way she starts out. Hello, my love. I hope you were doing good morning has come in.
Wow.
<What? laughs>
I hope you were doing good. Morning has come in a special way. Night has, and now what it is I've been writing poetry to her, writing the shittiest shit chat of poetry, and now she's...
No, you're too hard on
yourself. Now she's trying
And now
to
she's
back.
Trying to write poetry back.
She's writing poetry back.
She's got, now I gotta write it, you got your right point.
And this is the fucking genius, Joe. There you go.
Now let me...
Good boy.
Now let me tell you, she started off with love. This is the first time she's mentioning love, so she's...
Took her a long time. My girls fall in love in like 24 hours.
And what can I tell you?
I got game.
So like I said, night has ended for another day. Morning has come in a special way. May you smile like the sunny rays and leaves your worries at the blue, blue bay.
She writing this?
Yeah, this is her. Wow. She's writing poetry.
Not bad.
Oh my God.
I know, I got to up my
Now, the question is, did she cut and paste this?
I don't know.
Might have to research that. Go on.
Yeah. Mm. Receive my simple gift of good morning, wrapped with sincerity, tied with care, and sealed with a prayer to keep you safe and happy all day long. Take care. Now, this is where she's really pouring it on. I want you. I love you. I would like to be by your side every moment.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a stiffy.
Yeah, yeah, she really turned it on. I close my eyes.
No, hold on, Joe. Like, no, the music. Joe, did you send her the links?
No.
Oh.
She's got
you?
The links. Oh. Never mind.
Never mind. Okay. I just didn't want words to it.
I want you. I love you. I would like to be by your side every moment. I close my eyes and dream about us together. It feels so right as I touch you, care for you, and hold you in my arms. She's cut and pasting his shit. As you gaze into my eyes and tell me how much you love me.
You know how you know it's cut and paste? Because the English is written well.
Yeah, that's true. My knees grow weak and my heart skips a beat. Your words hold... What the fuck? Your words...
Your words. It's English, stupid. You need me to read it for you?
Your words touch something deep inside of me, like a volcano about to erupt.
Like Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Okay, we're going to... you're the one that moves me. You're my fondest wish of what the love, you, what the love you, everything about you.
Well, that she wrote herself.
Yeah, yeah. Your soothing voice, your endless grace, and want to hold you and love you. I want you to always remember the feel of my touch when you wake up this morning. I will love you not all you life. Jesus Christ. all your life. Don't forget to say your prayers when you wake up. I love you, honey.
What are you, like the fuck, one of the Hulkster kids?
Yeah,
say your prayers, eat your vitamins?
Brother!
We're Flintstones kids.
Yeah, right.
10 million strong and growing.
So she goes, it might think is soon, but this is how I feel, and I want to tell you that. Hope you don't mind, Mavis. Now, she's buttering my ass up to get money.
No!
No! I don't think so.
No, Joe!
That's so cynical of you.
So I figured I would retort with some horse shit of my own.
They got the right person for it.
And this is from this morning. Hello, my sweetness. Your gift of good morning is the most blessed gift I've received since my wife's passing.
Oh, nice.
Right. I've been crying all morning over the beautiful words you have sent me. I read it aloud to Mr. Whiskers, and he wagged his tail, which means a lot to me.
Cat. I want to put the cat to sleep.
I love it. Fuck you, Mr. Whiskers rules.
He's
all
in.
Mr. Whiskers.
Joe's in, yeah.
I'll
be blogging. Joe's all in.
I'm all in. I knew a new chapter in my life has opened up, and I've sat with my paper and pen and let my true feelings flow. Good morning from my new love. Good morning from my new life from up above. I gave praise to thee for joining Mavis and me to fly like doves. We will fly, fly, fly away.
This is worse than the Meow Mix.
And I know. And nothing will stand in our way, nor distance, nor time, nor things monetary.
Oh! Jagger.
All right. She came into my life from afar like a customer looking for a new car.
Oh.
I go over it like they want a sedan, SUV, or a compact. But walked into my life is love, and that's a fact. Like an automatic cruising air, our love will continue beyond compare. Roses are red, violets are blue, but I think I'm falling in love, and that's true. Sincerely, Dick Eldorado and Mr. Whiskers.
Bunch of horseshit that is.
Oh boy.
You.
Steaming pilot there ever was.
You know the interesting thing? I bet you could actually take some of that shit and make your wife very happy. You sent that? There was actually some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
There was. It's much different than when I was writing to Flory.
Yeah.
Which was horseshit piled upon horseshit.
But I'm just dropping little things to woo them in, you know.
What you gotta do now is you gotta stress to her how much that poem that she wrote to you meant.
Yeah.
So we could get more of that shit.
Oh, please, he was crying about it all morning.
He was crying about it. Mr. Whiskers wagged his tail. What the fuck more do you want?
I want you to wag your tail.
Yeah. I was wagging my tail all morning about it. Oh boy.
Good work, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
That's very nice horrifying.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Okay. Now I am with my Agnes. We are now 2 months in this relationship.
Oh, boy.
2 months, she has no money yet from me. Nor will she get any. Where we last left it, I was Facebooking. I instant messaged with her, and I told her the story about how the scammer was taking advantage of my friend. Joe, can you hit our African music? We really need our African music.
Yeah. Okay.
How the scammer was taking advantage of my friend. And what a horrible people. I thought these scammers were what scumbags. How could people do like that? Could she understand? Could Agnes understand that? Could she understand why people would do those things? And then she's like, well, I don't know what to say. And then it went fucking dead.
I know.
So I thought maybe.
Seemed like the kiss of death.
I thought maybe this relationship was over.
Yeah.
But then I realized, nah, this bitch is 2 months in. She's fucking sticking around. The money's coming. I'm going through a divorce.
Right.
We're writing porn together. We've written a lot of porn since we've
been married. I know.
We've written some very good porn. You'd like it.
I don't know if it's good.
I want to. Your nipples taste like cashew chicken? Are you kidding me?
That was genius.
I want the pussy to swallow the tongue? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? That is a great porn.
That's classic.
Exactly.
Wow.
Tits and Tilt-A-Whirl is going to be a great fucking movie.
I can't wait.
All right. So Agnes wrote to me yesterday. She actually wrote to me at 11 o'clock at night, her time.
Really?
Which is very fucking late
for
her. Yeah. So it's late here. I want to see you there online. I want you to know that I love you and I want to be with you. Please stay safe.
Wow.
All right. Now, this one is not going to be as funny because in every stage of a relationship.
Wear a Jimmy hat.
Yeah, well. Fuck another African, why not? In every relationship, there's stages. I fought with Agnes. We've written porn together. You know, we've been all stages. This is going to be a romantic stage. So,
So I go, I'm so happy to hear from you. I've been worried sick about you, my love. Do you want me to call you tomorrow night? Now, I'm trying to angle a phone call that we can do from the compound, because here we have the technology to do it, and she won't have the phone calls with me.
Ah, damn.
Oh, honey, you are exaggerating, she says. I'm not. Why would you say that? She said, I'm good as me who has to be worried about you, because you are far and you have traveled too. Babe, where are you now? I go, I'm home. Where are you? She's in the cafe. Just paid for an extra 30 minutes to talk to me. Now, here's another element of this. It is possible that these people are doing this from an internet cafe, because that's where a lot of this work happens.
Yeah, we finally picked up on that last time, that they keep mentioning that. I mean, it's part of the money lure. Like, I won't talk to you, my sweetheart, unless you give me money, because I'm spending out all this money at the internet cafes. But if we really are getting them to spend all this money internet cafes, and you're just bullshitting them...
Now I'm trying to run out the clock on the money. I'll end up going broke.
Fantastic.
So let's see. I go, please be careful when you walk home. Let me call you tomorrow night. Honey, you know your divorce is at stake. I want us to be really careful. She's like, I'll be calling you from out of town. I will not use a cell or anything that can be traced. We have Star 67. She goes, babe, I know you were trying hard to be with me and hear from me. But with your wife's lawyer, might have a private investigator to watch you. She thinks I'm all in.
Yeah.
That is true, but you think even in my hotel room? She goes, well, we don't know yet. We just have to take this low, my babe.
Take it low.
Low.
I love that.
I'm like, okay, I want you to know that I am barely sleeping as I scramble to get as much work done as quickly as possible so that I can bring you to the USA as soon as the divorce is over. I love you, babe. Oh, honey, when will you go to the court?
When will you go to the court?
I get that divorce, so you can send me lots of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I go, I don't know. Her lawyer's making it so difficult. Hopefully soon. She's like, you have to be really careful about this. I think they are trying to rip you off your properties you have worked hard for. Well, if anybody would know about ripping people off.
Yeah, really.
How did she spell ripped?
R-I-P-P-E-D.
Okay.
I guess it sounds like she said rippet. Rippet. Okay.
Rippet. Well, that's probably how she said it.
Rip it good.
You know, so I go to her, I go, you know, on some level, I just don't care. I just want it to be over so I can start the next chapter of my life. I am almost willing to give her all the money just to make this hell end.
No, don't do that. No, asshole, no. What are you doing?
Babe, please be careful about this.
Don't lose your head for your money.
Exactly. I don't want you to be hurt after this. The damage is done. The damage is done, but when this is over, I'll be strong again. You have opened my eyes and made me a better person. I love you for that. She's like, you're such a darling. But I think you love her. That's why you give all things to her. She will feel ashamed about this.
Oh, that's a nice tactic. Nice.
I go, I love you. That is why I'm prepared to give her everything so that I can start my life with the woman I believe to be my soulmate. Oh, honey. I'm so much pleased with what you just said. Two fucking assholes battling each other.
I know, really.
I gave her a little heart. I go, with her, it was all about the money. That much is obvious now. With you, it's about the heart and soul.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're having computer issues. She says she's having... So I said, I know one more reason why I long to speak with you. I tell her I hang on my words. I go, it killed me when we were typing the other day when I was telling you about my friend and you were gone. Sorry about that, honey. What happened? I said. I had terrible thoughts that ran in my head. Her computer's freezing. Then she's like, babe, are you offended? Hello? Hello? Are you there? She didn't want to lose me. So I go, I'm here. I'm sorry. She goes, I'm sorry if I offend you, but the computer's really bad. What would I be offended by? Honey, you said you thought of something the other time. Can you tell me about it? I go, of course I'll tell you. I'll tell you everything. But what is it you're referring to? Tell me what you said. I just asked what happened to you the other day when you were talking and it was gone. She's having problems with the computer. I hate not being able to talk to you. So I tell her, I hate not being able to speak with you. Think about me calling, won't you? I love you very much.
No.
She goes, I love you too, babe. Yeah. I want to know what you thought about when I was gone. Oh, I did not know if it said something to upset you, if something terrible happened to you, if I would ever hear from you again. It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life. We were just talking about that rotten, low-life, heartless scammer. My friend. And then you were gone. It was so strange.
Why ever would you disappear after I said that person was a scumbag? Why?
Yes, honey. I go, what is yes? Well, that's how life is.
Oh, well.
Hold the phone.
I know.
That's the way she left it.
Yeah. Is
that's the way the life is.
Now. Well, that's how life is. There are good people like you and bad people also. Yeah, I think
like
I might know
me.
One. I know. Believe me, I do. But why go after the innocent and those who can't defend themselves? Do you think those people will get their punishment in the afterlife? Now, she's very religious. So now I'm trying to look into that fucking soul.
Okay.
Well, I can't say much about that, but I think life has good and bad things to go with. But we have to give thanks to God Almighty for what he has done for us. Give me a minute. I want to go to the washroom.
What is she, in 1920?
She's in fucking Africa, you asshole.
She's getting the manager.
The washroom.
No, I think I got upper management.
You do have upper management on?
I think so. Yeah, the spelling's a little better.
Okay.
I go, okay, my love. Well, I know God is good because he put you in my life with the heart I put. Do you think if it is possible I should use the black magic that I know to avenge my friend and her friends?
Oh, you used to say that with Flory that you
know
black magic.
No, this was with her in the
you
very
You said it with her?
In the very beginning that I used black magic in the very beginning.
Yes, that's right. That's
remember
right.
Remember to avenge what somebody had done to a cousin of mine.
That's right.
And it totally fucking wigged her out.
I thought it was Flory the first
one. No,
this
I'm that's what we call a literature foreshadowing.
Nice.
Babe, if you want to be with me, I want you to promise me you will not even think of using that black magic. I don't want a man who used black magic. Please don't do it. She believes in the black magic, by the way.
Yeah, apparently.
Turn her into a chicken or something like that.
I might. But, babe, they are bad people. I would never hurt the innocent. I'm not like that. This scammer has ruined lives and could get away with it. It is just so wrong. These people did nothing to this scammer, and she just walked right in and ruined everything.
Oh, boy.
And she writes, God avenges for us.
Oh, so you have to wait?
I didn't think of that. Please stand by. God
Please
is busy.
By.
He's making a lightning bolt to show us.
He's waiting for you to die, and then you'll get yours.
I go, I hope you're right. I really do. She goes, can you do me a favor? I go, I'm just protective of those I care about. If anybody hurt you, I don't know what I would do. What is the favor, my love? The favor is, promise me you will never use black magic.
On me.
God will not even like that. It is like you playing with sin, paying back with sin. So I go, for you, my love, only for you. I trust in your belief that God avenges those who prey on the innocent. She goes, so you will never do that again? Don't you ever go back to the black magic again? I go, as long as you are in my life, how could I? I give you my word, as long as we are together, I will never go back to black magic.
Okay.
So I'm putting in her head, this bitch fucking walks out.
As long as you're in my life, I won't go back to it. Soon as you F me over.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
I go, are you concerned for my soul? Is that the issue? She goes, I feel happy you're doing this for me. So, and then she has to go, sweet dreams, I love you, honey, yada, yada, yada. So that wasn't a very exciting one.
No, but I mean, it's setting up for what's going to come.
Yes.
I like the foreshadowing about the black magic.
I didn't know. You know what? But that's what I do. I didn't know if I would ever use it.
Are we going to need pins for an upcoming special Davinsten?
After the cat food, I'm afraid to bring in props.
Yeah, I know.
You weren't expecting to lose that.
Not at all. Not at all. I did not like the way that went at all.
Sorry.
That's a good game, though. I didn't know I was going to have a fucking biblical expert on the goddamn phone.
I know.
The way he said that, I'm sure we would have gotten more with you with the giants and the sex.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, but he sounded so fucking good. I'm like, God damn it.
I know. He was very convincing.
So that's where we are with the scammers for this week. This happened to be a slow week, but, you know, it was only a couple of days. All right, kids, we could do this shit that happened at the embassies, or we could just do our trunks in the news and get the fuck out of here.
Well, I think that since we were going to talk about it as a foursome and we're down to three, it would probably be best if we did our trunks in the news.
Yeah, where the hell did he go?
I don't know. He disappeared. It's his house.
Maybe Richard came back from the dead. I will blow you this time. It's personal. I'm back with the hip. So, all right, let me find my...
He went on a fishing chip trip. Fish and chips. No, he went on a fishing trip. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Did you see the movie?
What movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
It's
not the type of fucking thing you try to quote. Not if you're straight.
I'm straight. I remember it.
You're a girl. You probably like to see two guys doing it.
No. That doesn't translate.
How come guys like lesbians and girls don't like
it? I don't know, but it doesn't translate.
You don't like to see two cocks waving?
You know what? If the actual bodies are nice, yes, but the whole, like...
Mountain, they were fine.
The whole pounding and, no.
Sounds like they're doing a bowel movement. What's wrong with that?
You know what? It's fine. I don't care what people do. Consenting adults, pound away. I don't need to see
Would
it.
You rather see two women going at it or two men going at it? Deep thoughts with Pippi and Liz.
Well, no. It depends on what's going on. I mean, there's like...
They're having sex, stupid.
No,
they're not building a house.
No. There's like softcore porn. There's sort of like... Nev Campbell and
Nobody
what's her face.
Really, Nev Campbell? Really, 1993?
Well, no, I'm just trying to think of like a mainstream soft
porn
movie.
You're porn.
I don't watch a lot of lesbian porn. I mean, like.
So you watch homosexual porn? Right,
no, I don't. No, I haven't seen a lot of that either. And what I've seen is like, oh my God. No, you know what I did see? And I found this by accident, but then it was like a train wreck and I had to watch it. That
Speaking of trains, they sure were doing that to that young lady, weren't they?
Oh, no. It was this I mean, it had to totally be made up because it doesn't really happen. But these guys would drive around in a van and they'd have this girl that's the lure. And they go to some young guy on the street, hey, you want to come in and do this girl? And he'd be like, yeah. So they get up in the van. They blindfold him. She pretends to go down on him. They switch for this young twink. He starts blowing the guy. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, what's going on? And all of a sudden there's a guy blowing him. And
Richard.
Pretends to be upset, and then all of a sudden...
My word!
No!
Why are you sucking on my cock?
No,
good day, sir!
I thought I felt a mustache on my balls. I thought it was an Italian! I've been hoodwinked and hornswoggled!
I thought you really have to wax that upper lip, honey. But the thing is, then they quick cut to these scenes of them, like, butt-fucking away in this van, and the straight guy is, like, so into it. I'm like, this doesn't really happen in real life. No.
Sometimes you need a ride.
It just can't. But it's
what
like,
do you mean, of course it can?
I'm sure
they got a cot in the back. There's a little mini fridge.
I don't think it happens.
They have
a cot. No, wait. Okay. Beer,
Joe.
Okay, so, all right.
Now
so,
you're gay.
No, either of you. So you, all right, you're both married, but just pretend
but
you're not.
That don't count.
Pretend you're not. And
I'd love to.
Some lovely young thing is waving to you from a van and says, come over here and I'll blow you.
Well, right. That doesn't happen.
No, okay.
It would look a little like when the freaking roadrunner sees free bird seed. That is a fucking catch.
Free blowjob. No, I know it doesn't happen. Let's just say it did, and you look to the side, you look to the other side to make sure none of your neighbors see. You go, what the hell? This never happens. You jump in the van. They put a blindfold on you. The girl's going down on you. All of a sudden, you go, something feels weird. You take the blindfold off. There's a guy doing it?
I think the only way you would know it feel weird is they're going to wax this guy. The only way it feels bit weird is if all of a sudden there's a fucking different technique.
Okay.
I bet the straight guy...
That's your excuse. Okay.
Absolutely. I'm sticking
all
to
right,
it.
But
I bet the gay guy blows a better... sucks a better cock than the woman.
Because he has one and he knows what he wants.
Absolutely. And he's dedicated to the cock. The women aren't dedicated to the cock. They'll entertain the cock. But they're not dedicated. A gay man is dedicated to cock. It's a way of life. He has
hang on,
form.
Though. But at this point, do you push the guy away?
It's not
or do
that
you...
I'm gay, but I could see your point.
Women do not have parades about cock. Men have parades all the time about cock.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. It's like, you see this?
You know. Rolling on a pair of balls.
Up long, his balls are not really round. Remember like that little Fisher Price phone that you used to drag around your little kid? The guys that would go back and
forth. You know what that flow would look like, the cock and two balls? Would look like a fucking Segway. Just going down the street.
Usually, if you're on a Segway, you look like a dick anyway.
There you go, Joe. And a little bit of the thing, too.
But wait a second.
There's more.
So now you're in the middle of getting this, and you sense something is different. And you pull your blindfold off, and it's a guy. Do you push him away, or do you finish?
Here's the question. This is the
This is a good question?
No, here's my question. Have I paid for this? If I paid, I really want to get my money's worth.
No.
If it's a freebie, maybe I'm walking away.
It's free.
I paid for this.
It's free.
Blowjobs aren't free.
No, in this scenario,
demand
it was.
Demand your money. Well, okay. But I would demand your money back.
Yeah, really.
Even if he swallowed
Joe,
already, demand your money back.
Joe, are you pushing him away? You're finishing.
I'm pushing him away.
I thought so.
I'll push him away, and then bending him over, Joe says.
I think Downing's a little bi-curious, B-U-Y.
Look, Downing, there's a guy munching my joint. I'm out of it. Yeah, really.
I'm a little scared now. I have no idea.
You know what it is? Here's the thing.
In the next fucking bed.
The next bed?
Like an adult crib with bars so we can't get in here.
All right, let's be honest.
You're going to get Brokeback Mountain.
Let's just be real sincere about this horse shit for 1 minute.
Okay.
I think you find out it's a dude. You're mortified. If you're straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, unless you're close, if you're close to finishing, you're probably letting him finish. You don't want, nobody likes blue balls.
Blow a load of my fucking drawers and get out of there.
But you still came to a gay mouth, so you... Here's the thing. If there's a bunch of menacing guys looking at you like you're going to get your ass kicked if you don't let him finish...
Oh, right.
I think you're letting him finish.
I don't know. In the scenario...
No, wait a minute. Of course you let him finish. He signed a waiver for this to be aired.
Where were you getting the menacing... Now there's menacing guys in the venue. No, don't let him blow your load.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of guys in there.
Big Louie doesn't like it when somebody pulls out of his mouth.
Think about it. You got a camera guy in there. You got the twink. You got the girl. You probably got somebody who's doing the paperwork. You got a driver.
The paperwork.
You got to sign a waiver to have this aired.
The paperwork.
And the paperwork is stuck together.
Yeah, you're such a Jew. You have somebody in a porno set with the paperwork.
Because Pip said she watched it. It's not like she saw the fucking parking lot of Pathmark.
No, it was this thing that was on the internet.
Really?
And it was.
How did you fucking find that?
I found this completely by accident.
Of course you did.
No. It was one of those weird things that it was like, you know, I'm reading somebody's blog or something, and here's a link to this, and I'm like, holy shit!
You were looking for Van Gogh, and I actually typed in Van Him Blow.
I don't know if I'd ever be able to duplicate it and find out where I found this, but I was like,
I'm sure
what
you're
the
good.
Fuck? What the fuck? And apparently there's like whole boxes of videos.
There's only one box in this fucking store.
There's whole boxes of videos on the side that are supposed to be from a series of this show or whatever it is. And they do this. They drive around and they go, come here. And so now the guy, not only he lets the guy finish the blowjob, but then they quick cut to a scene where they're like fucking away. The guy that's supposedly straight that they pulled into the van.
Because it's a film. They're acting.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They're real thespians, Joe.
You know what? I've never been blown by a man, but I'll try to take it in you in the ass. Changing my ways on camera.
Exactly.
I still contend that if you're close to finishing, you're probably going to let him finish.
No, I don't think so.
It would roll up like a party horn.
But if it didn't, Joe, if it was the best head you ever got, he's playing with the balls. You know?
Don't care if there's whiskers tickling my balls.
No, there's no whiskers. He's waxed.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
No, still, no. Oh. I don't need a man on the end of my dick.
I don't need one. I don't need that.
I just want one. Yeah. No, I just thought it was very bizarre, but it's not the kind of thing that I would, like, look forward to watch again. Two guys, you know, it was an interesting scenario, so I was drawn in.
It's not your favorites, is it?
No, I was drawn in because I'm like, what the fuck? There's no why. I'm like, I'm overthinking it. Like that blog I wrote about the movies, I can't just watch it and suspend disbelief. I'm like, there's no fucking way a straight guy would do that. Oh, no. Now they're butt-fucking. There's no way. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like fighting with it.
It's all realistic till the ass fucking starts.
I'm glad you're trying to dispel gay porn. That can't happen.
You know what's your good point?
Yeah.
There's a whole fucking industry of it, stupid.
Yeah. No, not the gay.
This is hogwash.
That the straight guy would turn gay all of a sudden because he got pulled in.
Because he wasn't straight, stupid.
His cock is magically delicious. That's how
it tastes like chocolate fudge.
I did at the end of that.
Green clovers.
Oh, Christ.
Stars.
Horseshoes.
So I don't even remember what the beginning question was, but that was my...
I don't know. We weren't going anywhere weird. That's not on the show.
Well, that was the gay porn that I saw. That was it.
Fantastic. Listen, if you've been blown by a man, you can call it at 877-922-6846.
The drunks.
Why are you
fucking playing
that? The thing got away from me. I can't get over that.
Yeah, that's what the guy in the van said.
All right,
they got away from me.
Just fucking play that.
Yeah.
Drunks in the news. Here we go.
Drunks in the news.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get over to that.
It's a fucking mouse.
stuck.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what the guy said, too.
All right, this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
What is it?
He's as drunk as a beggar.
Drunk as a beggar?
Drunk as a beggar?
Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense.
Okay, so... Because
the homeless do drink a lot.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, it's like the guy in the gutter going, give me a quarter. That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Yeah. So now, what's our Drunks of the News story?
Yeah, Joe switched it up on us. We had a lovely story planned, but Joe was online before the show. So, Joe, what happened?
He saw something delicious.
Sally Struthers, who used to be Little Gloria on All in the Family Day.
Then she helped the children from where our girlfriends live.
Yes. She would call up and talk about all the starving little children there.
Yeah, there.
Sally Struthers there. She got arrested in Maine for drunk driving.
She fucking lives in Maine?
She's doing dinner theater in Maine.
She's fucking doing dinner theater? I think she's doing it for the dinners.
Well, yeah, really.
Oh, little man.
Girl, she's a pretty big girl there now.
Is she still large?
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter? Ethiopia kicked her out? Stop eating all the rice, you bitch!
That's just wrong.
Of course it is. Wow, she looks terrible. I don't even have pictures of her to put up.
Wait a second. Let's see. Can you go back up?
I don't have pictures to put on here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to describe, does she look better or worse?
No, she don't. She's...
All right, just fucking go on with it, please.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So Sally Struthers was arrested early Thursday for driving under the influence in Maine, where she's starring in stage adaptation of 9 to 5. I guess she's going
to
get 10.
Working 9 to 5, right. And I take a 3-hour lunch break.
I just drink my lunch.
Yeah. The All in the Family actress, 65, there was pulled over at 12:20 a.m. Hey, little girl, on Route 1 in Inquit, Maine, wherever the fuck that is.
Wow, that is located
40 miles of South Portland, according to police. She was taken to the police station in the coastal town, had her mugshot taken, and was charged with OUI. That's weird.
OUI.
She was charged with saying yes in French.
That's a dirty magazine.
Yeah, she's charged.
Hey, little girl.
What's with the dirty pictures there, little girl? You want to give me some meat, head?
Hey, eat it, dear. We got to bail your daughter out of jail there. She's drunk and drinking. Probably went to the Kelsey's there.
Archie! Archie Glorious with the booze again, Archie! Hey,
shush on the booze there,
Rita. Oh, Archie!
You meathead, you let your wife go out and drink there and get pulled over there up in Uggugwood, Maine there. Bonnie Hepper, you let your dog out there. Operating under the influence of Mr. Meaner, she was released on $160.
Wait, hold on. You read that like Mr. Meaner. Like there was this guy, Mr. Meaner, was like forcing her to drink and drive. Mr. Meaner's a prick.
Aye, little girl.
You're a mean
boy. I'll tell you what, you read like our fucking scammers write. Joe wrote me the most horrible sentence today. I mean, like, no sense.
What,
I go,
you have talent?
I go,
no, you didn't say you were lying. It was a bad sentence.
I go, we got to pull you off with the scammers. You're writing like them now.
You're cut off.
She was driving under the influence of misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
She was released on $160 cash bail. A court date was set for December. A rep for the actress responded, Sally is working and she is fine. She loves the Ogunquit Playhouse, and her yearly time in Ogunquit will...
All right, we don't need the whole fucking story. We get it.
Shut up!
Wow.
Struthers is appearing as Roz in the musical 9 to 5 at the Playhouse through September 15th.
Way to give her a fucking plug.
Well, now people are going to want to say, is she going to show up drunk for the show?
Yeah, really.
Is she going to, like, teeter all over the stands?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even fucking know she was still alive. I'm sure she was on a lot of people's death pools.
How could Sally Struthers be in a death pool? She's not that old.
She's not that old.
But have we heard from her?
Apparently they have up in
Ogunquit. There's a lot of clubs in the country that are wondering where you've been, so don't worry.
But I was never anybody, so they're not that concerned.
No, that's true.
It's not like I'm a radio star and trying to get listeners up in Buffalo. I'll be fine.
Wow. But there are a lot of, stars that are, I don't want to say has-beens, but has-beens.
Oh, you want to know here was a fucking slap in the face today?
What?
I call an agent who Joe and I both work for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, I want to get in this club, blah, blah. He's like, no, I'm going to put you in the club.
we're just doing the bigger names right now. He lists off a couple of names, and he goes, and Jimmy Walker, Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Oh, no, not again.
I go, did you just say that Jimmy Walker's a bigger star than I am? He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, wow.
Well, yeah, you weren't on Good Times.
But it was fucking 40 years ago.
Yeah, but still, Good Times is a classic TV show.
It is.
I guess you're the assholes that's coming out to see that act.
I'm not coming out. I'm just telling you what TV show were you on?
I was on Comedy Central. I was on Romper Room.
All right. The Romper Room and Comedy Central for a minute, okay? There was no Jew Times when you came out. Hey, we lucky we got them. Jew Times. Where is Davin? Oh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you start something.
I am that. For sugar, nah.
I save. Fucking scramble.
Oh, the Romper Room credit is his incredible edible egg on his, yeah. On his resume.
Go to davincomedy.com and read all my exploits at incredible edible egg. No. All right, guys, this was just a mini show.
Mini show!
We're going to be back next Tuesday. Just a little couple plugs before we get out of here. I want to thank our sponsors. I don't know if we're going to be at the compound next Tuesday, but we'll definitely be on our radio affiliates. So go to davincomedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like us on Facebook. I want to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or when private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is here, so make sure you call Success Martial Arts and find out about their before and after school programs. You don't have to be a student at the dojo for that. The number is 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or smacenters.com. And, yeah, also, I'd like to thank Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go, whether you want a slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com, lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda to go.
Good pizza.
Absolutely. Also, JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
James Thomas Webdesign.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company. Company for you. Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com. And tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Also, Slides Putting Productions, my company. Listen, holidays are coming up. You want a good performer, we won't send any of us. But listen, because you want a good performer.
That's our promise.
No, but if you need a comic or a DJ or somebody for a roast or a murder mystery, give us a call. You need a Santa Claus, we can make that happen for you, too. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, our affiliates, please.
Okay, well, usually on live and Tuesdays, you can hear us on Clutch and Wiggle.
And you can hear us there tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can hear us tonight.
All right.
And thank you, Clutch and Wiggle. And also on Tuesdays, you can hear us on Wicked Radio.
And we're there right now, too.
And we are on this special.
Wow, live. This special. Look at this. Live everywhere tonight.
Now, Wicked replays us also on Thursday.
They rebroadcast us on Thursdays from 5 to 8. And so we are crashing into our own broadcasting time right now.
Enough of that horse shit we did on Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
We have new horse shit to cover.
New horse shit.
You can also hear the rebroadcast on hawkradio.net Thursdays at 11 p.m.
So after you listen to this horse shit, go to listen to Tuesday's horse shit on hawkradio.net.
Maybe you'll understand more about the scammer stuff.
Yeah, it'll make more sense.
Yeah, it will. And More Like Radio plays us on Fridays 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Oh, we got a call. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, well, and More Like Radio plays us on Fridays.
Hello?
PM to 1 a.m.
Turn off your radio.
Hold on.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this? Dude, you gotta turn off your radio.
Hello? Where are you?
All right, dude.
Okay, whoever that was. Oh, okay. That was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can download the show.
They were listening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You can download the shows on Stitcher.com, iTunes. You can go to davincomedy.com and find the logo for Davin's Den and find the follow along, and you can download our shows.
Follow along.
This is terrible.
I'm sorry. Ustream has all of our old shows from Live at the Compound. You can download those.
You can also get those on our website.
Yes, and Wicked and More Like Radio.
What about the Android app?
Oh, we have the android.
Why does she feel like she's on the witness stand?
I know.
Is it true that we have a witness?
Oh, my God. We do.
And the android app. You could
Davin's, I have it.
Okay, I didn't want to fucking wait.
Davinstead is, oh, my God, Mr. Impatient. Davinstead is now available for
There's a man who needs to suck my cock. I'm bi-curious.
Apparently. That's B-U-Y. Davinstead is now available for free to all Android users. Just go to the Droid Marketplace and search for Davinstead. And then when you find it, you load the app for free, and you can take our show with you on the go. The QR is available there, too.
The QR?
The QR. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Which two shows will we be mentioning?
All right, the Hootery Greenway show.
Stuart called in and fucking knows about the Bible and doesn't know about Anthony.
Besides that, the show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Sounds like that van of yours.
Well, the first one I didn't know was a boy.
It's not my damn van.
Join them every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society.
We're doing the plugs, he's back.
And the best in entertainment, well, he knows it's time to come in.
He's like, oh, thank God.
Enough
of
this horse shit.
They're not going to make me eat cat food.
I had to eat.
You just fucking walked out and ate.
Hold on a second.
I had a phone call, but I had to eat.
It's his fucking house. He can do whatever he wants.
That's just so fucking funny, though.
What do you think? This is fucking CNN.
You know what I really thought? You know what I really thought he did? I thought he was in his car driving to Buffalo for a fucking road show to prove a point. Listen, motherfuckers, you know who I am?
I can just see it.
Now I'm gonna tell you who I am.
Now I'm going to do Reagan. Well, I'm going Still nothing? All right, Charlton Heston traffic.
Come on, damn it.
I'm out to the wigs of the central
government. You just see the three of us in the back seat. Do the dice.
Do the dice. Do the dice.
All right.
That was the big one.
Maybe remember this. I got my very first one. I am Rock Quarry. the Mick Thomas Show.
Great song, by the way. It's my favorite song.
Isn't it? Rock and Rules. Rock and Rules.
That was a good one.
Better than
Do you guys have that on CD? Because I told him to get the EP for me. I want that one. I got the other ones.
God, Joe's got all that shit. I don't know. We're doomed.
That must be on vinyl if Joe has it.
Yeah, I know, right? My brother Joe.
Cassette tape.
Oh.
Some of those little coils, those wax coils.
Joe said, your brother Joe makes me look nice.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
He can be good.
All right, Joe.
Fun.
Check out the Mick Thomas Show. Check out the Mick Thomas Show on...
Mick Thomas Show.
The Mick Thomas Show. Mick Thomas Show at yahoo.com. Go on yahoo.com. Check it out. The show is really good. Me and my... Mick Thomas and my buddy Tommy Dunson are on that show, which is really, really...
All right, now I want to. Now that he's back, I'll ask him this. We are obviously wrapping up the show.
Sure.
We got just got some local plugs. We can wrap up this show like we planned, or we can do this embassy thing if you want, complete with the movie. It's up to you, sir. It's your place.
No.
The guy's got to go to bed.
He's got people to hunt down on Twitter. He's got lives to ruin.
People. I got red eye tomorrow night. Red eye tomorrow night.
What else you got? What time would that be on? That's on MSNBC, right, Ant?
That's it. Fox News.
Fox News.
Fox News.
What is that, 3 a.m.?
3 a.m. Eastern, yeah.
Who's on the show with you?
I'm not even sure this week. But also on the program coming up, guest tomorrow.
Opie and Anthony program.
On the Opie and Anthony show. Yes, J.J. Abrams is on tomorrow.
He's a writer.
Yeah, he's, Lost and Star Trek movies, and now he's got Revolution as a new TV show.
Wow.
And then I guess at some point next week, Ann Coulter. You must love Ann.
Now, that must be very intimidating because she's got a bigger Adam's apple than you.
Oh, man.
Is she hot in real life?
No, look at her. Is she hot in real life?
I like her.
You like her politics. You like her. She's not hot.
I have a great picture of me, her, and Andrew Breitbart.
Yeah, and one of them's dead.
Yeah. Great. No, she's fun. I like her.
She's got
a brand new book on race.
Oh, I'm sure you two will be
fantastic.
Oh, White Power on the O&A show.
Why? Because she's being honest. Oh, boy.
Why is she writing about race? That's not her thing.
It's kind of a political racial thing. Race and politics.
How anti-Obama is this going to be?
What are you going to do?
Why We Never Should Have Had a Black President by Ann Coulter. That's what the little title is going to be underneath the race title.
The 50% of the population buying it.
Not really. Not in America. Not much longer.
No, not really.
We'll see. No, I mean as far as what the polls are saying right now.
Oh, I thought you meant about the actual race
of the
country.
Neck
and neck. No, it's not. Obama's actually extended his lead.
No, new polls out today.
Fox News poll had actually Obama ahead.
No, new poll today.
New poll today?
New poll today. The actually had Romney ahead by one, but it was...
What, they poll all of, like, Fox News? Hannity?
No, it wasn't a Fox News poll either. It was one of the, you know, legit pollsters that...
Are you saying Fox... You're not saying Fox News is not legit.
No, they're fine.
You're not saying Mr. Lund is not legit.
When they poll their audience that are watching... Yeah. Obviously, they're getting a lot more right-wing
conservative. No, no, sir. Fox News is fair and balanced.
Look, if you want to get into MSNBC...
No, they're both full of shit.
That fucking channel is even more full of shit than Fox is the other way.
Nah.
Yes?
Nah.
I've actually seen liberals talk on Fox and be allowed to speak.
Have you seen Morning Joe?
Yeah.
You know what? You're working during when Morning Joe's on.
It's I see the first 15 minutes because it's on in the studio.
They have both sides on that one.
Oh.
They don't?
Oh. Well, Joe Scarborough is good. But
he's a Republican host.
Everyone else is just fucking that goddamn asshole from Boston that they got up there. Even Joe Scarborough today said, he goes, when I'm not on that show, it's a fucking Marxist playground.
Oh, jeez.
Because they were talking about how they should arrest the guy that made that movie because of all the death he's caused. Meanwhile,
you can't arrest him.
No, exactly.
He's an asshole.
Shouldn't even be looked into.
No. I mean, we have that movie clip. We're not going to do it now because we're running out of time. But that movie, if the Muslims want to be offended about something, the fucking production. Yeah. At least when Mel Gibson makes an anti-Semitic movie, the production is good. Yeah, the acting is good. The Jews go, listen, we don't like this. But it's...
You don't see the Jews rioting.
Exactly.
You know?
Do you see that? We have people do that for
crazy.
Us.
Yeah.
Look at the cinematography that Mel Gibson did.
Yeah.
This fucking horseshit movie. They got people not walking in the sand, on the fucking sand.
Like hovering above it.
Yeah, yeah. Those movies look great.
It was
great.
Quite bizarre.
I don't even know.
No. We're talking about this crappy one that they're writing about.
The garbage one.
I mean, the Muslims should be offended that this horseshit was made this poorly.
Yeah. They just see what would hear one thing and go fucking bullshit, but...
Stupid savage people.
Joe Curry, his name is Joe Curry. Feel free to search him out.
Search me out.
It's fucking fear.
Savages.
He's going to die soon.
I don't give
Put
a
Joe
shit
Curry in your death pool for next year. I know he's not a celebrity, but you kind of know who he
and
is.
And if you want to find me, you know where they can find me? At McGuire's Comedy Club this weekend.
Oh!
You know where they can't find him? Playing keyboards for McClinton.
Oh!
And hopefully never again.
McGuire's Comedy Club, 9 o'clock tomorrow and 7:30 and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Probably one of your smoothest plugs.
That was nice. That was a nice segue, Joe.
Mr. Helix, have anything?
Nothing right now.
And any more guests besides your Republican friend?
I'm good. Just my Republican friend.
Just your Republican. Any roadshows coming up to Buffalo?
No, not Buffalo.
You're not going up there to prove a point?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to Buffalo!
Yeah.
Sir, I will be in Buffalo next Friday.
Ooh.
Is there something you would like me to say to the people? Would you like me to take a full-size picture of you so I can reintroduce you to the market? Should I bring a wild bumper sticker? These people need to know.
If the three people that go, can...
Oh! All
right.
Wow.
You think I'll get that many?
I don't know. It could be a banner night.
As long as I get fucking paid, I don't give a shit. They set the corner jerk off, whatever.
They pretend you're in a van.
There's a show. Yeah, you missed that.
You missed that. We were talking about the blowjob, you know, for guys finishing DVD. You know,
that'll
gag. Because it's so long. Anyway.
That'll gag. Huddle.
Anyway. All right. This Friday, September 14th, I will be doing a fundraiser for the Paramus Republican Club.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Your ticket's called 201-368-0385. 201-368-0385. Paramus Republican Club. Saturday, September 15th, I will be performing for the West Patterson Democrats.
There you go.
For tickets, call 973-445-0097.
And then Monday will be the Tea Party brunch.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Baptist Church.
Whatever it fucking takes.
Anybody.
Listen, on the very first time we spoke, you pretty much established, and I agree with, whatever's going to fucking get it done.
That's it.
You know, if it was a Republican cock that needed to be revealed on a Breitbart's phone,
that's it.
There it goes.
Pay my bills.
Well, we would just like to thank Anthony for having us here.
Yes, thank you, certainly.
We'll be on radio next Tuesday. I don't know if we're going to be here, but we'll definitely be on radio. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, please keep on listening. Have a great night.
Good night.
Adios.